ilta. Kareisen Jani. Tärkeimmät hitit kuuluu sulle.
Alec Benjamin, welcome to Finland. You just traveled here from Denmark and you're starting your European tour this Thursday from Norway.
Yep.
And you've had a really big year. Your international breakthrough hit Let Me Down Slowly was released last May, and in the end of the year you released a mixtape called Narrated For You.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the last year of your life?
Pretty cool. I got to release a lot of music, which is really exciting. You know, it doesn't really feel like that much has changed, so just another year. Yeah,
it really doesn't feel like something's changed.
Not really, no. Yeah, if I'm being honest, but I did get to release some new music, so that was cool.
Yeah. Was there any moment that you realized that big wheels are now turning?
It was really cool when I got to meet John Mayer and I got to hang out with him and go over to his house. That was really cool. But it didn't really feel like big things were happening. It just felt like, wow, this is awesome.
Were you starstruck?
Yeah, I was, but he was so friendly and treated me like an equal, so it didn't feel like there was this big kind of he's up here, even though he is, you know.
So what did you talk about?
Everything. I talk to him all the time now, which is awesome. So yeah, I got to ask him all the questions that I wanted to ask him about just being a musician and writing songs and everything.
So you got like a proper mentor out of him.
Yeah, 100%.
That's really cool. So Let Me Down Slowly just received a gold record in Australia. Mm-hmm. You have a massive amount of listeners from the Nordic countries to Los Angeles and to the Philippines. Singapore, I checked on Spotify.
That's cool.
Big numbers. And on top of that, the track is now Let Me Down Slowly on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the US. What does it mean to you to have a single in the top 100 in the States?
Well, it means that my friends and family think that it's really cool because they know what Billboard is, so that's really great. But other than that, it's pretty much just life as usual. I just keep making music and hoping that it's good.
Yeah, so you're really trying to keep your feet on the ground. And
yeah, I'm not. I mean, I don't have to try that hard. Nothing really feels any different, you know. So
yeah, and I can see that. It's really cool. Well, there's two versions of "Let Me Down Slowly." The original solo performance and with a featuring artist, Alessia Cara. Why her?
Because she really has an incredible voice, and she's a very nice person, and I love her artistry.
How does this breakthrough hit represent you as an artist?
Well, I mean, I think every song that I have represents like a different side of me, and I don't know. I guess like it's hard for me to tell because I'm not really, I can't be objective about my own music, but it's just another song, you know? It just happened to do a little bit better than all the other ones, but I don't think it represents me any better or worse than any of my other music. It's just another piece of me.
Cool. Well, you've got a really interesting career story. When you were 18 and in the middle of your college studies, you got signed to a record label, but within a year you got dropped from the label.
Well, I was there for 2 years, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what happened there?
I'm not sure. It just didn't really work, and I learned a lot from the experience, but you know, sometimes things don't work out on the first try and you have to keep going.
Yeah. And after that, you did a lot of gigs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right. How many before signing the second record?
Like 165.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of places?
Just played in parking lots, and I played in open mics and pretty much anywhere people would have me, people's living rooms. I did a whole tour where I asked my fans to sign up on the internet, and then I would drive to their house and perform in their living room.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You saw a lot of families and
yeah,
houses.
I went to 14 living rooms on the tour. Yeah, it was crazy.
Also, you performed outside of Shawn Mendes or Troye Sivan concerts. How was that? Like, how did the people in the queues?
I think they liked it. I think for the most part, I think they thought it was weird at first, but it was definitely an interesting way to win fans, and it's better than you know, playing in an empty venue. So I kind of just decided to go to the people if I couldn't get the people to come to me.
Mm-hmm. That's a really, really great strategy. And apparently you gave out business cards.
Mm-hmm.
What were they like?
It was just like, hey, I'm Alec Benjamin. Check out my music. And if you follow me, I'll follow you back. That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, after all of this, you got signed to a second record deal. Did you have to think twice before signing that?
Yeah. It took me like 8 months to decide I wanted to sign that record deal. But now that I've done it, I'm really happy that I did.
Yeah. So what were the things that you learned from the first attempt?
I learned a lot just about, like, you know, I needed to work harder and I needed to write more songs. And also, you know, that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many people you have working with you, you know, it's my career ultimately. And I have to be the most invested in my success. because no one's going to do it for you.
So Narrated For You, a mixtape, was released in the end of last year. Why a mixtape, not an album?
Because I have, even though I've been making music for a long time, I haven't put out that much music, and the world doesn't really know who I am, and so I thought this would be a good way to introduce myself without putting the pressure of a full record on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Have you got an idea of how your debut album is going to differ from the mixtape?
Yeah, because I've been working on it every day, and I think that the themes and the topics that I'm discussing in the music are a little bit more mature, and I'm also just growing as a songwriter and learning different techniques and writing with different people and writing more songs by myself. So I think it's just going to be it's going to be me, but just slightly more mature.
Mm-hmm. What would be your favorite song from the recent mixtape, if you can't say Let Me Down Slowly?
Maybe Death of a Hero or If We Have Each Other.
And why?
Just the themes that I discuss in those songs, I think, are the most personal to me.
Kareisen Jani. Tärkeimmät hitit kuuluu sulle.